Vulcan Power Make Up! Created by Opal Song. So, Magical Girl AUs this year, and... okay, so the obvious choice for a magical girl in the Star Trek alternate original series universe is Kirk, because really, Kirk. However, I would like to propose maybe alternate people who could be magical girls. Firstly, Spock could be a magical girl easily, because, like, what do we know about Vulcan? And also, maybe his mom was a human magical girl who fell in love with a Vulcan, and also maybe Vulcan, like, has shadow, evil, whatever things that magical girls are supposed to fight, and she goes over there, and that's where she meets Spock's dad, and they fall in love, and it's great. I'm obviously very sketchy on the actual canonical ways that they fell in love. I think it involved Spock's dad coming to Earth, though. And yeah, and then he is a magical girl from there, which is highly illogical with the transforming and the clothes coming out of nowhere, etc. Also, hilariously, could be a magical girl in a very rough and tumble, hilarious way, is McCoy, who, as part of the divorce, was his wife found out about his magical girlness and desperately, because being a magical girl is a dangerous profession, desperately wants to make sure that their daughter does not inherit the power, which is why McCoy has basically been kicked off planet to try to get as far away from her as possible so that when somebody inherits the power, it's not his daughter, which doesn't happen. She definitely does inherit it. And also, jerk move, former Mrs. McCoy. Also, McCoy would 100% be a doctor or nurse-themed magical girl, which is extra hilarious. Chekhov would be, oh my gosh, so hilarious as a magical girl. Just imagine the entire crew is normal, and then Chekhov, like, they get onto this planet, and there are a bunch of, like, monsters there that people can maybe see, but only kind of, and everybody's sort of succumbing to depression or despair or whatever that these monsters cause, and they're plaguing the planet, and everybody's like, oh no, and magical girls aren't a super known thing in, say, this particular iteration of how things are going. And Chekhov just transforms into, it, like, for the first little while, just this magical girl keeps appearing. And they're like, okay. And then at some point, somebody figures it out. Maybe him and Sulu are, you know, stuck in a cave somewhere. They're being hemmed in by these monsters. And Sulu is like, oh no, we are going to die. And Chekhov is like, no, we're not. And then transforms in front of him. Or it's him and Kirk in the cave. And Kirk is like, I will keep your secret. Yeah. Not that Sulu wouldn't keep the secret, but yeah. Anyway, I just... yeah. It would also be very, very funny if... magical girls aren't exactly common on Earth, but they are definitely known. But they're not common. And then, and everyone sort of thinks that Kirk should be one. He has all the sort of like markers of someone who would be a magical girl. Once he sort of gets into Starfleet and starts, like, you know, doing well and that sort of thing. And especially once he gets the Enterprise, everybody's like, well, I guess that's why. And he's like, I'm not. And then, hilariously, the entire rest of his bridge crew are people who are magical girls. All except for Kirk, who is the normal one. The end. Happy holidays, Duck Girlie.